Tens of thousands of spectators lined State Street on Saturday to watch Santa Barbara's Summer Solstice Parade. This year's theme was unity. KCSB's Lisa Osborne has the story.
Hey, Ricardo, how's it going?
It's going good. Everybody's here. Sun's out. Yep. June gloom burned off.
Drummers, dancing, and colorful costumes are traditions at Santa Barbara's annual Summer Solstice Parade. And this year's event did not disappoint the tens of thousands of spectators who gathered along State Street.
We brought our stuff down here about 9 o'clock and put our chair out. So we got a good thing. We're in the shade and we got a nice view of the start of it. We're really happy with it.
Dressed in aqua blue corseted costumes with feathers that look like butterfly wings, the dance troupe La Boheme moved in unison, their leader, Teresa Novak.
La Boheme, and so we are doing unity by showing a mystical, magical, fierce land with a little Shakespearean, A Midsummer's Night Dream, as well, to bring us into, and we're fierce fairies and all unified. Everyone, all abilities, disabilities, all shapes and sizes.
Well, I look forward to seeing you guys every year in this parade. What do you tell your dancers to keep it up for all the way up State Street?
I tell them to hydrate the night before. And I just tell them to be calm. They've worked for 2 months to get to this point. So, and just to be calm, and everyone has butterflies. But as soon as we start, the butterflies go away.
How about your DJ, Darla B?
I wanted Darla to be our queen bee. See, this is our magical forest land, and she really pulled it off. Thank you. And I will have also a water nymph sitting here, and she's 9 months pregnant, so the running water, you know, in case.
Perfect.
And then we have a gorgeous butterfly that'll be up here as well. So I really wanted to show the women were like in a cocoon at first. They were so scared to come, and they have really blossomed into butterflies. And they're feeling so good about themselves, so that's why I do it.
Santa Barbara teacher and artist Caroline Hambright's solar system design won this year's poster and official T-shirt competition. Some of those planets looked awfully familiar, and some were brought to life for today's parade.
When I saw the theme, Celebrating Unity, I got the idea solar system uses unity. Everything uses gravity, and we're all together in this solar system together. But all the planets are very different, you know. They all have their own unique characteristics. And so I decided to turn all the planets and the sun into characters, all playing in a band together and just sort of partying. And so I drew the poster, and everyone really liked it. I brought it to life. I made a design and made it happen. And through the help of the teenagers in the camp who really helped make the costumes, they were incredible kids, and some families from Brandon Elementary, where I'm an art teacher, and we've all kind of come together to make my dreams come true, basically. So when I designed the poster, I also was thinking of characters who I know, people I know involved in solstice. So there's Darla B, who's, you know, always here, and the sun is actually Stephen Lovelace, who's an old dance teacher who I've known since I was a little kid. And also in there is Laura Smith as the moon. She did the unicorn and manatee float this year. That's her over there. Yeah, and a couple of other characters who are sort of more like amalgamations, like the old lady in a bikini. She's like this old lady asteroid. Like, that's what Solstice is about. If you're an old lady and you want to wear a bikini down the street and dance, today is your day.
People of all ages pushed, pulled, or pedaled handmade floats all along State Street since motors are not allowed.
We're all going to be Saturn, and then the other two people are going to be asteroids, and then we're going to switch off.
The people who are switching off, we're all triplets, and we're going to be just playing the keyboard, and...
Is this your first solstice?
Yeah, it is.
So are you excited?
Of course.
Do you have any special moves, or...?
No, going by whatever I feel.
We're Crows. We're here to represent the Community Arts Workshop, which spells C-A-W, and the logo is a crow. And so we are here to be a murder of crows.
Nice. I'm Judy, and we're part of the Santa Barbara Arts Collaborative representing the CAW, which is Community Arts Workshop. and we're going, ha, ha.
Awesome.
Leading the parade.
Yeah,
we've got a group of 12.
Thank you. How'd it go at the COD this year? The gate is gorgeous.
The gate is gorgeous, and it's being used by many, many groups in the community. So we're on our way.
This is just always a great day for Santa Barbara, and so it's fun to be part of the parade.
Plenty of Santa Barbara VIPs joined in the fun, including Mayor Helene Schneider.
Solstice is just incredible. I mean, there's so much joy in the air, and I love it just before the parade when everyone gets all excited and gets ready and you get to see all the floats, and I'm really looking forward to this year. I am Amphitrite, goddess of the ocean, protector of cities from sea level rise.
We need you around here for that, that's for sure. You're gorgeous in the aqua, the blue tones. What have you been over the years in Solstice? Because sometimes it's a surprise, right?
Right, so I've been a mermaid. That was a couple years ago. I was Amelia Earhart during the Legends one last year. My most fun one, I was Dorothy, and the other council members were the Tin Man, the Lion, the Scarecrow. Our city manager was the Wizard. We were under the rainbow balloon arch. That was so much fun. And then just random, colorful, who knows what, you know, just a whole lot of fun. We're with the sun, and we are the elements going around. So we have air, earth, fire, and water.
The parade ended at Alameda Park, where the party continued for the rest of the weekend. For KCSB News, I'm Lisa Osborne.